Welcome to worship on this Sunday, Trinity Sunday, the golden moment in the life of faith where God transforms the everyday, the ordinary, with his divine favour. I was reminded of that in a visit we made a few years ago to the Yorkshire Sculpture Park. The artist had taken ordinary objects and had coated them with gold, transforming them to be something quite different from what you might have expected. This picture shows one of those objects, a tree, which had been transformed by that gold. God calls us to transform lives, and in a moment or two, we're going to be hearing a song which reminds us of that, the splendour of the King. That's going to be sung for us today by Bethany. And as we hear the chorus, maybe our hearts can be offered afresh to God in worship. Do you remember how that chorus goes? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Hullminster has been called, dedicated to God, the Holy Trinity, to share that greatness of God in the centre of Hull over many centuries. And so we sing the splendour of the King. Hear Rachel Miller reading the gospel set for today, and then Irene Wilson, our associate vicar at Tullminster, will lead us in reflection that we might pause and ponder on God's word. In our online services, we are given the opportunity each week to take a passage of scripture and reflect on it. And in the light of great words from Isaiah, which are also part of the wider readings for today, we hear these words. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. What a promise that is for us today as we hear God's word.
The gospel reading is taken from Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So today we celebrate Trinity Sunday. The Trinity conjures up different ideas in the minds of different people. Some people think, "I don't need to know, I just accept the Holy Trinity." Whereas others may spend a whole lifetime reading essays, papers, and finding out as much as they can to the meaning of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So in the light of those differences, earlier this week, I asked a few people this question: what springs to mind if I say to you, what does Holy Trinity, and not the building, mean to you? So here are just a few of the answers that I received.
Trinity Sunday is the first Sunday after Pentecost. Other than that, I don't know a lot about it.
Trinity to me means guidance and protection, and that one can't work without the other.
When I was younger, it was explained to me like this: water, ice, steam. They're different, but the same element. The Holy Trinity is likewise different, but the same.
A concept, a belief, fundamental to my faith, which is why it is a belief, because I can't explain it. It is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three in one, something that doesn't exist anywhere else, something I can't articulate or often comprehend, but something key to our faith that challenges us and comforts us both at the same time.
For the next few minutes, I want to think about the importance of the Trinity and why we celebrate Trinity Sunday today. Trinity Sunday comes at the end of a long list of events and celebrations that have taken place in the church, beginning with Ash Wednesday, which takes us into Lent, Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter Day, which of course is number one of the celebrations. Then we have Jesus's resurrection, Ascension, and last week we celebrated Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Today, all those things come together in the as we celebrate Trinity Sunday. After today, in the Christian church, we go to what's called Ordinary Time, and that takes us right through to the beginning of Advent, which is usually the first Sunday in December. So when we consider the Trinity, we think of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one. There's something special about that threesome. Val mentioned when she spoke about her experience of the Trinity water, steam and ice. I wanted to imagine a child's tricycle, three wheels. If you remove one of those wheels, then it's of no use. It needs three to be complete. And so it is with the Trinity. All three elements, God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, make it the Trinity. So if we look first at God the Father, God is the creator, the ruler of everything. Our Old Testament reading today says some beautiful words which come from Isaiah. I'm just going to read just a verse to you now. Isaiah 40. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket? Or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? This is God, master of all, creator of the universe. And then in the second element of the Trinity, we move to God, the God coming down to earth as Jesus, in the form of Jesus, human life. Jesus lives an earthly life, yet human, yet divine. God in human form. He shows people the way. Jesus fulfills those prophecies, so many in the Old Testament, saying about the Messiah that was to come. Whilst he's with the people, he prepares his disciples to follow on from where he leaves off. And Jesus, of course, is the once and for all sacrifice for our sins. So Jesus plays that very important role in the Trinity. And then we see that he ascends to the Father, the second part completed. But God's plan is not complete until part three, when we experience the coming of the Holy Spirit. God as Holy Spirit. Another of our readings listed for today is from Corinthians, where it says, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. The Holy Spirit, that third element of the Trinity, through the Holy Spirit, will live with us and in us. Faith is a spiritual conviction. It's not a proof. We can't answer exactly how the Trinity is. As Kat said earlier, I've always just thought that the main thing you need in life, that the Trinity is the main thing you need in life, and that one can't work without the other. I think Kat's got it spot on there. It says, it's all, our faith should be the centre of our lives, knowing that we have the support of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That threesome, that completeness. So knowing that we have the Trinity as the centre of our faith, it equips us so well to carry out what the verses in Matthew tell us to do this morning, proclaim the good news of Jesus in the lives of others. So I want to finish by reminding us of the last couple of verses of Matthew's reading, which we heard earlier this morning. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. The Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Completeness and all that we need to see us through our lives as Christians, today and tomorrow. Amen.
In Irene's address, we've seen a living example of the golden transformation of our lives. God, the Holy Trinity, is the living expression of what human relationships can become. And in dialogue with members of the Church in her address, we've seen something of the way in which we all contribute to one another's growth in faith, deeper insight, and greater understanding. Part of our life together as a church is that we pray together, and Sarah Glenton is now going to lead our intercessions, enabling us to come before this living God, the Holy Trinity, and to bring our petitions, our hopes, and our concerns to the living God who is worthy of our praise.
Thank you, Lord, for the world we live in, the beautiful nature and natural surroundings. Guide us, Lord, as we hit a crossroads in our life. Guide us on our journey and show us the right direction. Help us to rebuild our life. Help us to support businesses, large and small, that are facing closures and hard times ahead. Lord, bless our frontline workers, the emergency services, doctors, nurses, carers, and so many more. Bless them, Lord, and guide them in these hard times. Help us to show love and hope to one another always. Show us how to stop, take time to listen, to pray, to take time for you, Lord. Help us to appreciate the world that you have given us. Show us how to find brightness and beauty in our everyday modern lives.
Lord God, help us to learn about life, protect the children in this world. Lord, thank you for my friends and keep them safe. Protect them and my teachers.
Heal the world quickly so the children can play and enjoy our parks and open spaces so we can be together again and have fun.
Lord, bring us together as a caring, happy community all over our world, supporting and in peace, without war and hatred. Help us, Lord, be your peaceful, kind children. Amen.
The psalmist writes, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. In response to those words, the choir will lead us in that great hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
And so as we've reflected on, sung about, taken to heart the great gift that we have of God the Holy Trinity, so we respond in our own way through our own giving. You might like to give online for the work of Holminster, or to use the facility through Church Suite. You may also like to set aside your own offering today for the work of the church, and we'll collect that in due course as we're able to reconnect with our church building in the months and the weeks and months to come. Let's pray and offer our gifts to God. All things come of you, O Lord, and of your own do we give you. Amen. The Minster has given a particular gift itself this week, as we have sent a contribution to the farewell gift for the Archbishop of York, John Sentimill, who retires today after 15 years as our bishop and as our archbishop here in the Diocese of York. We give thanks to God for his work with us in the Minster, and you'll see from this picture a reminder of the day he came to make, to inaugurate Holy Trinity as Holminster. So we pray for him as this service draws to a close. God our Father, we thank you for Sentimu and for Margaret and their family. We give you grateful thanks for all that they have done among us, especially for their encouragement of us as a church here in the centre of the city of Hull. We pray for your blessing for their future, your health and strength, your peace in their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so we pray with words which come from the end of St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always. Amen. Thank you for joining us in worship. Please come again next Sunday at the same time.